You ready?
Off the daf of, a little bit off the daf of our main sugya, but our Gemara brings up the Shas sugya of Eidna Sadayim, right? And the Gemara points out that maybe they're arguing about Eidna Sadayim. We paskin that ain't Eidna Sadayim in the Rices at least, right? In general, we call it Tarkuva. Ain't Eidna Sadayim. And the Rishonim discuss all over Shas why, and perhaps this will tie into what's the nature of the din of Ein Eid Nasadayim. Why is an Eid not Nasadayim? Why can't the same guy be an Eid and be a Dayan? L'chor, he's kasher Leidus, he's kasher for the Dayanus, right? He's not the related to either party, etc. Why can't he be the Eid and the Dayan? Okay, what are some of the theories that we've shown him? What's the mucker for why Ein Eid Nasadayim? Anyone? So Tosos says, all Shas Tosos always brings out a few deus, but this day in Tosos seems to be like without a name necessarily, a very common day in Tosos, and lots of other Rishonim also bring it down all over Shas that are not in the Makaros. Eidus Yitayach Lazima, meaning if the Eid is the Dayan, Eidus is only kosher if it's possible to be Mazad the Eidus. Okay, why that is, we discussed once. Let's think that's a given. And if the Eid is the Dayan, then it's Eidus Sheyitayach Lazima. So one theory is Tosos all over Shas. Eidus Sheyitayach Lazima. Now, Tosos all over Shas discusses this, right? The Tosos we had, I think the Rebbe Orleans asked the Kasha on this. What does it mean, Eidus Sheyitayach Lazima? So Tosus says, because if the Eid is the Dayan, he'll never be Mazen himself, right? He'll never accept the testimony of Mazen himself. Some of the other Rishonim point out, even if he wanted to be Mazen himself, he can't be Mazen himself, because you can't be Dan yourself, right? I mean, even if he wanted to paskin Hazama and kill himself, or not kill himself, let's say, in case of money, whatever it may be, he couldn't. You're not allowed to judge yourself. But the Rimi Orleans has a Kasha. His Kasha is, hold on. What do you mean? You mean that Eidus has to be Yochel Azima in the same Dayan? What's the assumption here? It's Eidus, not just that every Eidus has to be Pas Hazamaable, whatever the, I don't know how to translate Hazama into English. I mean, there are different words you could choose, but none of them, I think, captures everything. Not only does Eidus have to be possible to be Mazim, has to be possible to be Mazim with these Dayanim. That's a chiddush. The Hechid Teis say every Eidus has to be possible to be mazim with these dayanim, and he points out that that can't be, because in that case, then the Eid shouldn't be allowed to be related to the dayan. Why? Because the Eid is related to the, if the Eid is the dayan's son or the dayan's brother, then he's not going to be mazim his son or his brother. And the truth is, even if he wanted to, he can't make up sakdin to his son or his brother. So the Rimi Orlin says, doesn't make sense. How can you assume that it has to be mazimable in these dayanim? That's not true. After all, the dayan can have an age related to him, even though he can't preside over hazama of that relative. And there are two ways that Mordechai brings two answers to Rimi Orlin's kasha. What are the two answers to Rimi Orlin's kasha? One is, and Tosos doesn't necessarily have an answer. He just says, yeah, taka, that's a weakness of that shot. The Mordechai brings two answers. And this is two different sheets of the Yochel Azima. One answer, which the Mordechai says, based on the Rishali, right? And lots of other Rishali. Mordechai Alpi Yerushalmi says that Ba'inan Eidos Sh'atayochol Lehazima Be Dayanim Eilu. No! Eidos only Eidos, or you could be Mazimah with these Dayanim, which is a big Kiddush. Why? Mehechit takes that Eidos should have to be Mazimahable with these Dayanim. It's a big enough Kiddush to say Eidos needs to be Yochel Azima. Where does it say that in the Chumash? Okay, find a drosha to get that out of the Chumash. Where does it say it has to be Yochel Azima with these Dayanim? Why isn't it good enough? You can find some other Dayanim and be Mazim. It's a big Kiddush, but the Mordechai says, Taka, this is true. Oh, the Rimi Orleans had to reduct you out of Zerdan. If so, then you should be possible if Eidim are related to the Dayanim. So, a philosopher I know once said, one man's reductio ad absurdum is the next man's anachrami. You have to think about how to explain that to Goyim.
Really? Somebody said that?
Yes. The way he explained the Degayim is, that's not a question of my theory. That is my theory. But basically, Rimir Ling's reductio absurdum was the Mordechai Zinuch and Ambeis Mirshami. Taka, you're right. If the eight is related to the Dayan, it is possible because Eid Shiach Rolizia. It's not just the eight can be a Dayan, the eight relative also can be a Dayan, and therefore the Nafkamina is that an eight Karov the Dayan is possible. Okay, Chiddush, which our Tosfos on the Daf assumed was ridiculous, couldn't be. Maybe it is. That's what Yerushalmi sounds like.
Could you ask me, what's really Hatzamah? Is Hatzamah part of the original Diyun, or is it a separate Diyun?
Right, I guess that he'd be assuming that Hatzamah has to be part of the original, which is a big Chiddush. But it's still a big, but you're right. He really says Hatzamah has to be built into the original Eidos, not just potential. That's a big Chiddush. Most people assume, nah, Hatzamah just has to be potential in the original Eidos. Also, it's Yechol HaZimo. So here we have the Mordechai quotes, I think the Sarmi quotes. See? One of the Baal Tosos, who says that, no, of course if the eight is related to the dayan, that's fine. It doesn't have to be mazamable in this fashion. Just as to be Yechol HaZimo at all. But if the eight is a dayan, it's fundamentally Eidos Shiyas Yechol HaZimo. Why? Because Eidos is only Yechol HaZimo if the Eidos was Niskabel Bedesdin. That's clear. If I come and I give Eidos not in Bezdin, here's the Hazama. So, hold on a second. If the Eid gave Eidos in Bezdin, and it turns out we're Mazim him, then he gloy will say he was a Russia. If the Eid was a Dayan, then he's Apostle of Dayanus, because he's a Russia. And if he's Apostle of Dayanus, then Apostle Dayan accepted this Eidos. Apostle Dayan accepted this Eidos. It was never Eidos that was in Skabal of Bezdin. Right? If I go to Amayin in front of three Machal Shabbos Dayanim, you can't be Mazimi, it was never Chalos Eidos. So if he was lying, Igloim was not afraid that dying was possible. The dying was possible, it was never Haggadah Eidos, a Chalos Eidos, and therefore he's Potter from Azaba. Very, very clever. Usually Rishonim are not quite so Cheshvini. But very clever. He says, no, Ba'inan Eidos Sha'ata Yachol Lahazima Sam. You don't need Yochel Azimah in this desert. You just need Yochel Azimah. But he says, Iyata Yochel Lehazimah Mishon She'em Huzan Igloi Milsa Dehayapasol Ledayonos Velo Niskabel. They do so, Bethesda and Kosher, who Potter, not only is he Potter, but I'm Shayach, right? Me'azama. And if you say, doesn't this get into the machlokes by Rav with Eidom and Lafrey, who nifso, and we can't have a who nifso? So everyone talks about this, and they explain that with Kuli Alma, based on the Gemara in Meruba, which we're not going to go into now, that in this din, he's the apostle of Lafreya. Not to mention the fact that we paskin l'afreya hu nifso.
Okay.
So l'maisa, let's get it to work out. The Ketzos actually says something which is similar to this, but a little different, and then we won't go into now why he says it. You can ayin sham and some zayins of cut and dalid, I think, and then see how the stipler asks the gazillion kashas on him, himself as ksubas. The Ketzos says, well, you can only do azama if there's a gemar din based on his testimony. And over here, I'm going Nelson, I'm afraid that he was Pasol, and there was no dying, there was no Gemar Din, so therefore he's Pater Razama. Same basic approach, a little twist. Okay, we're not going to get into that now. We're just going to be showing it now. It's very clever, no?
Yeah. I'm saying, wouldn't you be able to just say that any Eid Zomim is the Mafrei Glayota, he was a Rasha, and therefore he was a Pasol Eid, and therefore his Eid wasn't his Kabbal in the first place, therefore there's no Razama?
No, because that's built into the concept of Eid Zomim. But it's not built into the concept of Eidzomim, he's the Dayan. I understand that you could take it in a different direction, but I can handle. I'm accepting the Sarmi Kotzi. Okay, that's one derech, Eidos Shiyas Yechol HaZimah, and that seems to be the mainstream derech of Tosfos. Okay, but the Rashbam gives a different shot as to what's the makor of Eidos Nasa Dayan. What's the Rashbam's makor? The Rashbam says Zeres Hakasa. Okay, a lot of people say Zeres Hakasa. But what is the Rashbam's Zeres Hakasa? What pasuk? or in accordance with the, we're not doing Pshutus HaMikra, Pshutus HaMikra, understand Nasha Mashallah Hem or Rilvei Hashem, the two litigants stand in front of the Beis Din. But Chazal Darshan, that it could have said, in the Sefer Shavuos, it could have said, V'amdor Shalahem Ariv, Shnei Anashim is the Darshan, V'amdor Shalahem Ariv, and also V'amdor Shnei Anashim, who are the Shnei Anashim, Al Pi Shnei Meidim Yachim Dover, so the Eidim have to stand in front of the Yonim. So we will, so says the Rashbam, and Tosos always quotes this Rashbam as well, he says, V'amdu Shnei Ha'anashim Lifnei Hashem. Okay, the Dayanim have to, the Eidim have to stand in front of the Dayanim, which means the Eidim can't be the Dayanim, because they have to stand in front of the Dayanim and not be the Dayanim. That's the Rashbam's Gzeiras HaKasuv. Okay, are there any other theories that we've seen in the Rishonim? The truth is that, there's just so many different theories out there, I'm not even sure what to make of them, but these are two of the most famous. These are, I think for sure, these are the most famous shitas, meaning most Rishonim, all of Rishas who discuss this, discuss these two possibilities. These are the main two possibilities. However, the Re in Tosfos in a few places, I forget which Tosfos on the course, but in many places has another possibility. What's the Re's other possibility? What's the Re shita? Neither of these are so machach. Exactly. Based on the drusha in Bava Basra, the drusha in Bava Basra says, and that's so in Bava Basra, that it talks about the three people who come to do Bikur Kolam, and the guy is giving his Tzavash Shchivira, his last will and testament. And it says if it's in the daytime, they can do a Psak Din, the event and do a Psak Din. If it's at nighttime, then they could be Eidim, and they cannot be Dayanim, because they can't don at night, and then they're an Eidim, in Eid Nasa Dayan. And they start with saying this, the whole parsha is a din, why? V'haya b'yom hanchilos banav, b'yom atamachol nachlos, right? B'yom hanchilos banav, he can only give inheritance to his kids during the day. So he says, what does this mean? If a guy dies in the daytime, his kids inherit, at nighttime they don't, he can only write a will during the day, not at night, that obviously makes no sense. So what's the drasha? So the drasha is no din nachlos. Only during the day can they make a din on his estate. But at night they can't make a din. So you could have said, okay, it just means you can have best din in the day, not best at night. But it's kasha, aren't there many other psukim which teach you can have bez in the day, not bez at night? So the Re says, no, this drush is telling us something very, I think what a lot of you, this drush is telling us something very deep. It's telling us that during the day, the people with him can make a din. But at night, the people with him can't make a din. Why not? Because they can't pasken at night. So why can't they get up the next morning and be meyid and pasken? So it teaches you that ain't eid nasa dayan. That's the Re learned in this pasuk. Again, it's been very hard to figure out any one of this when this pasuk is just like an indirect deal, right? Unlike these two deists, this pasuk doesn't seem to be directly addressing what's wrong with it. The Rashbam drasha addresses what's wrong with it. The Tosfos drasha expresses what's wrong with it. So the Re does. Here he doesn't say what's wrong with it, it's just a makar. But yom hanchilos banav, so says the Re, which means, again, not just that at night they can't do a psak din. That's what other Rishonim say in this Gemara. The Re's Chiddush, it means at night they can't even do a psakdin tomorrow. Why can't they do a psakdin tomorrow? Because they're Eidim, because they weren't originally Dayanim, they're Eidim, and once they're Eidim, they can't be Dayanim. Other people do a psakdin. B'yom hanchilo es banav, which means anyone who's at night, and therefore an Eid originally, not a Dayan, cannot be a Dayan the next day.
Before we get to it's a minor to Rashbam, but Rashbam is talking about it from a technical point of view. If the Dayanim are supposed to be Choker the Eidim, they're supposed to. What's the Habamim to say that someone who has a particular opinion can become a person who is objective and can look at all the Eidim?
Aha. Okay. So, I mean, I really want you to hold that thought, but you ask what the Havmin, I guess you always have to defend what the Havmin is before you start. The Havmina is that the aid is objective and the dying is objective. But it's not a picture, that's what the bias is here. The aid is an objective reporter of facts. And the Dayan objectively passed them based on the fact. What's so bad?
Don't one of the sides often bring aid in to corroborate their side?
They might bring aid in, but now again, if you'll say, but don't they bring crooked aid in who are just gonna be biased on behalf of them? No, they bring aid in me. A guy happens to see the car accident, so they go hunt him down and bring him into court, but the guy's being purely neutral and objective. An aid has to be neutral and objective, and the Dayan has to be neutral and objective. Sounds like it would be very, very efficient to have them do the same thing. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in the beginning of the third parak, lo teshmir dolamir iya. If the Dayanim could hear from other people and then know the truth, if they saw it themselves, it's even better. Right?
Going back to the first explanation of Tosfos, so Mordechai is basically explaining the logic of Tosfos. The Sami Kutzi doesn't really fit the argument that Tosfos presents, because Tosfos says the Kibbutz Shein Asman Eilim, the Dayanim,
correct. 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 Technically, you know, I think we're just arguing on semantics here. But he is not a pshat within Tosfos. He is a pshat within Tosfos' basic halachic category. Okay, you're right. He's not a pshat within Tosfos. He's clearly different than Tosfos. Tosfos is clearly going with the Mordechai. He is taking the same. Clearly, our Tosfos and Sari Kutzi had some pre-existing similar Masora. Meaning, why don't they both think was the Yiddish Yitzchak Lazimo in different ways? Obviously, it's some Masora from the earlier Rishonei Ashkenaz that it was because of the Yiddish Yitzchak Lazimo, and they took it in different ways. Okay,
what about the requirement by Butler? I grew up in the Milton Stories, and they have that you have to have Haggadah within this.
No, and if not, do a Haggadah thing, Benzel. Hold on, our Sugya. Right, arson, we're a master of the Darbonim. But if we do a rights to the apostle, what happened? I go in front of two people, and I'm one of them, and I'm magid, I'm being magid in front of the Dayanim. What's the problem? It's a Haggadah Zedus. I'm not talking here about without Haggadah. Let's say with Haggadah.
You're one of the eight. You can't talk to yourself.
Why can't I? What if there's no one else intelligent to talk to? All I'm saying is you're making an assumption that you can't talk to yourself. Who says? Maybe you can't talk to yourself. I'll come back to it. Okay, let me just briefly go through the Rishonim. The Ramban in Bava Basra said, but according to the Rabbanan in Sanhedrin, there's a Rabbanan in Sanhedrin who used this pasuk to darshan something else. So according to the Rabbanan in Sanhedrin, who darshan something else from this pasuk, where do they get Ainid Nasadayan? Yes, on the Re. So he says, they must have another pasuk. What's the other pasuk? The Ramban in Bava Basra. Medas hachamim below darshi biyom hanchilo. I mean, they don't darshan anything from those words. I mean, they argue on the drush in Bava Basra. They don't darshan that it's about people who witness shimirah teaching Ainid Nasadayan. So, it don't darshan this way. So he says it the aid echad lo yaneh nefesh lomos. The it's a drush aid echad lo yaneh nefesh lomos, which we darshan to mean at least in dinei nefashos that aid echad lo yaneh nefesh. I know shuv shemekor means one. Aid should not testify that someone's chayav misa. But the drasha is, the aid who testified shouldn't be onesh, shouldn't argue. In dinei nefashos, once an aid testifies, he can't start making judicial tainas. A Talmud can. You have a bezin of 23. A Talmud can raise his hand and say, I have a ha'ara. And they'll listen to his ha'ara. But an aid, they can't make a ha'ara. Cannot file a friend of the court brief. Right, in Dinei Nefashos, and says the Ramban, maybe this is the Makar. Okay, in Dinei Nefashos, he can't file a friend of the court brief. In Dinei Mamonos, maybe he can make a Ha'ara. But he can't be a Dayan. And once someone's an aid, he can't be Oneh. Oneh means to analyze it afterwards. The Ramban never actually says what the Makar is. Okay, the Ramban's Mishnah Torah in general is not a book that says what the makar of everything is. But the Rambam, Hilchos Eidos, is reminiscent of the Shita of the Ramban because the Rambam puts it in a certain context. What's the Rambam's context? The Rambam says, Perikei Halacha Ches, Kol Eid Sheheya B'dinei Nefashos Eino Mora B'din Zanereg Lo Yilam Lo Zuhuzo Chovot. Any aid who was Mayan cannot paskin or make any Ha'aros one direction or the other. He says, I have a taina to equip the guy. We shut him up. But in Dini Mamonos, he can make a ha'ara. But he can't be one of the dayan in Dini Mamonos. So it's always hard to tell when they're put through things together. He says, in Dini Fashos, he can't make a ha'ara. And in Dini Mamonos, he can't be a dayan. So is he taking two separate dinim and just like pointing out the interactions between them? Or is he claiming there's some similarity between these dinim? So I don't necessarily know in the Makor, he's not saying what the Makor may name as a dayan is, but you could see that he's comparing it to the idea of Eid Echad Lo Yanev and Nefesh Lamus, in which case he might be similar to the Ramban. What am I similar? He says, let's just put the Rambam. Also, connected. I would just say connected in a Nasa Dayan to this Pasuk. Again, connected is a very loose word, right? But clearly, he saw, maybe in some lundish sense, that they were at least similar, even if it wasn't Mamish the Makor. So, I don't know, I can't say too much of the Rambam, but the Rambam clearly has this connection. I'll just mention two other Peshitas, the Ritva and Makos. Here also, the Ritva is doing the whole thing, which we're not going to get into. Tosus deals with how three different Gemaras say three different things about the Pasuk of an Undol thing or Edel Mishpat, and how is Miyash of all of them. The Ritva says, Machlok Sasugyas. So the Ritva and Makos, Lefi, by Gemara, in Bava Kama, Daf Sadi, Amin Beis, where he claims the Machlok Sasugyas, how to darshan this Pasuk. But he says that according to the Sugya in Bava Kama, what does the Pasuk say? Well, Yomas HaRotzeach, Ad amdo lefnei ha'eda l'mishpat. A murderer does not get killed until he goes in front of court. Eda being the court. So, the Gemara darshes, what does it mean goes in front of court? Obviously, he doesn't kill him unless he goes in front of court, but I'm just going to get up and kill him on my own as a private citizen. So he says no, but it means another court. Even if the court saw him murder, he has to go to another court to go on trial. And other Gemara says, this is a special chumran dini mamonos v'hitzilu ha'eda. We want a court that will try to save him. And therefore, we can't have a court who saw him do it, because that will be biased against him. So it could be one of these like bleeding heart kulas in dine nefashos, but the ritual assumes, no, it's a machlokas asogyas. It's a machlokas asogyas. Yeah, no, the Gemara Shana assumes that it's just a kula in dine nefashos, sorry. But the Gemara Bava Kama assumes this is a principle. The principle is, Einid Nasadayin. Whoever saw him can't judge. He has to go to another court to get judged. So he says the Makor is Ad Amdo Lifnei Ha'eda L'mishpat, which we darshan to mean Eda Acheres. He has to go to another Eda who didn't see him do it. And that's a general principle. It's not the Ritva's claim, according to the Marmon Bava Kama, is that it's not a special thing in Dini Nefashos because we want to try to save the guy. It's just a rule of jurisprudence. Okay, the last sheet that I want to point out is the Balamor, which was on an earlier sheet, 17 and like 14 or something. Anyone notice in the Balamor why he said, obviously, he went so far as to say, even in Drabban, even Kim Staros, obviously an aid that's made can't be the Dayan. Why do you say an aid can't be the Dayan? Pasuk or Svara? Anyone remember the Balamor?
He's a
svara. He is nogeya bedino. Once he's mayed, he's considered biased judge. Why? Because once you're mayed, you want your edos to win. Right? After all, judge doesn't have to decide to believe this edos, to believe that edos, what to do. Once you're mayed, you're biased. Now, this is a chiddush. I might have said, no, I'm not biased. I was just speaking neutrally, objectively. I don't care what they do. I was just doing my civic duty to report what I saw. Whether they listen to me or not, I have no bias. But the Balamor says, nah, everyone has a psychological bias. The Gemara even talks about people have bias to buttress their previous statements. So he says he is a nogeya bedino. Here it's a little tricky. He says, It could very well be that there's an additional din besides this, but at the very least, the regular case of Einam Esedayim, and someone's mamish gets up and testifies and then sits down and judges, he says it's possible because no gabadino, because once you testify, you're now biased as a judge. Now, the so these are the six different sheetahs I found in the Rishonim. I haven't looked in the Achronim. Maybe they have other opinions. I mean, you mentioned the Ketzos, there's a twist in the Sarmi Kotzi. I haven't looked in the other Achronim, but these are the six deyas that I found in Rishonim. I think these are all the opinions found in the Rishonim. Okay, now, Yesh Lodin a little on this. We could ask a Chakira, which might be, you know, similar, meaning it's already implicit in some of these. What's wrong with Aid being a Dayan, right? The obvious question that one would ask, if I ask, why can't an Aid be a Dayan? What Chakira might you think would be a good question to ask? Is the problem the Aid or the Dayan, right? Is it a Psal Aidus or is it a Psal Dayanus? A valid question, right? Isn't that, you're a Psal Aid if you're the Dayan, or you're a Psal Dayan if you're an Aid? And that definitely is Lachor. Do we say it is a Psal Aidus or a Psal Dayanus? For example, obviously the first fact we have on the board, Aidus Yetzer Halazima, is saying it's a Psal Aidus. That's the whole point, meaning it's trivial. The Psal is there's something technically wrong with your Aidus. Because if you're the Dayan, then it's Yetzer Halazima, it's a Psal Aidus. So here we clearly have shot one of Aidus She'iyat Tayachol Hazima is clearly a Psal Aidus. You're a kosher Dayan, you're just a Psal Aid because you have this technical problem. The Balamor, on the other hand, is clearly a Psal Dayanus. What's he saying? You're a perfectly kosher Aid. Just once you testify, you're a Psal Dayan because now you're a biased. Now you are a biased Dayan. Right? Those are very, very exceedingly clear. Give me a second. Some of the others are the Re, I really can't say anything about because the Re's mucker, as I mentioned, doesn't really talk at all about Eid Nasa Dayan. It's just like talking about day and night, and we have an indirect inference about Eid Nasa Dayan, but it's clearly not, it's not directly relating to Eid Nasa Dayan. It's a very indirect inference, so we can't tell very much. Some of the other Pshatim are not 100% clear. There was a Ritva, sounds like the Din Dayanus. He's not saying there's something wrong with your Eidus. What he seems to be saying is, once you're an Eid, he needs to go to another Bez, and you're not good. So the Mashmo, so fine, clearly, of Ad Amdo V'chuli, sounds like the problem is the Torah saying, you're not a good Eidah, you need a different Eidah. Sounds like the Psalm of the Eidah, you're not a good Dayan. And I think for the Ramban, it seems very similar. What's the problem for the Ramban? You're an aid can't be one. An aid can't express an opinion. The problem isn't with his eidos. It's not that his eidos is wrong. It's that once you're an aid, now you're puzzled to express your opinion. We're sorry, definitely say the mashmos of the Ramban. Yana is a good drasha, right? Because the nefesh lamos is not this point. Here we're saying even not a dinu fashos. Ve'ed echad lo yana, an aid, again, not pshut is omek, but an aid, he's a good aid, he's taken aid, once he's an aid, he can't be ona. What about, again, the re, we're not getting in, what about the drasha of the Rashbam? So many Mishonim assume that if you have pashut pshat, what's the drasha of the Rashbam? Is it a problem in eidos? Isn't it the Eidos is no good or the Dayanus is no good? What would you think?
To the Dayanus.
What?
To the Dayanus.
Why?
Because it sounds, at least I'm remembering the, most of the way the Rishonim talk about it is that once you are an Eid, you cannot be a Dayan.
Okay, that's maybe what they're about. But I thought the Pshut was the simplest way of understanding this, which the way Tosfos and many Rishonim understand it, is that it's a problem in Eidos. What's the problem? An Eid has to, right? What's the Pasuk's not talking about the Dayanus. The Pasuk's talking about the Eidim. Right? Who's the pasuk is describing what the Edom have to do. The Dayanim are a Tanai in what the Edom have to do, right? The Edom have to be made, have to stand in front of the Dayanim. Some of the Rishonim understand this very technical point. Well, if you stand, then you're not a Dayan. If you sit, you're not an Eid. How can you stand and sit at the same time? Even if you don't view it so technically, the Eidim have to testify in front of other Dayanim. Right? Lifnei. You can't talk to yourself. Right? So to me, it sounded like, and, you know, I'll definitely allow this. It could be, maybe the response of Shat, right, is maybe the undo, the chuli. What's the point? Point is that a Haggadah's Eidus has to be in front of others. In front of others. If it had just said the Eidim have to testify, then we would say, well, we know a court is three judges. We know Eidim have to testify. Mistama, the Eidim have to testify in front of the court. Otherwise, how does the court take their Eidus into account? But let the Eidim be the Dayanim. What's the problem? But the Torah went out of its way to say, no, the Eidim have to stand in front of someone else who represents Hashem. So they, if I myself, I can't stand in front of myself. It sounds to me, I would think, and I think this is what Tolstoy is assuming, and maybe the point is that it's a din in Eidos that Eidos has to be in front of others. And you could see this in a very technical sense. Well, technically, this is the way of Haggadah's Eidos, but it also makes sense in a very deep sense. Who does it say the Eidim have to stand in front of? No. Hashem. Now, we all know, what does it mean to stand in front of Hashem? It doesn't mean you have to be in a world where Hashem is and not in a world where Hashem isn't, because Hashem is everywhere. It doesn't mean you have to be a Navi and like bring down a cloud of Shechina like Moshe Rabbeinu. No, it means the three judges count as Hashem. But it's still, I think, significant that we're calling three judges Hashem, and Kim needs about this kill, etc. What's the point? The point is for me to be made. It's not enough for me to be made in a judicial context. I have to, an aid has to feel like, and there I am the aidim, aid has to feel like he's standing in the awesome presence of Hashem. He has to be intimidated by the presence of Hashem. Now, if you think about it, if I'm Hashem, I'm not very intimidating to myself, right? If I say, oh, I'm in the presence of Hashem, who, by the way, I am his duly appointed representative, then it's not terribly intimidating. If the point of this pasuk is that no, the Eidim have to have the fear of God upon them, you can't have the fear of God upon you if you're God. Right? Someone else has to represent God. So I think that you can view it technically if you want. Meaning it's only valid Kabbalah's Eidus if you're sitting. And then you're not a judge. You can view it technically as just Xeris HaKasim. You have to stand in front of someone else. But I think the idea is very clear. I think the idea behind it is very clear. Again, it could be solely just for technical yitzhiyach lazima, which means that in my cold, lawyerly calculations, I have to know that I might be punished, right? Or it could be, no, not cold, lawyerly calculations, but the experiential nature of giving edus. I have to feel intimidated by standing in the presence of someone much greater than me. And if I'm standing in my own presence, then that destroys the whole feeling of awe and intimidation. So I think that would make a lot of sense as one way of reading the Rashbam. It's clearly not the Rashbam himself's way of reading the Rashbam, for reasons that I'll mention in a second, or maybe you're already thinking of. How do I know that's not how that the Rashbam doesn't hold this up sol edus? How do I know the Rashbam himself doesn't hold this up sol edus? What? What do you mean by he says it? What does he say?
Even if they haven't been made.
Right, he says even an eid haroeh is puzzle. Even if they saw and weren't made their puzzle, says Rashbam, it doesn't just mean, what does it mean at night they can't do a din? At night they can't do a din. What does it mean at night they can't do a din? So what does Tosfos say? It means at night they can't do a din. So you can't do a din at night. How about when they wake up in the morning? Well, when they wake up in the morning, they have to testify. And once they testify, they can't do a din because they testified. Rashbam says no. This is the biggest machlokas. Rashbam says no. Even if there were five of them, if they wake up in the morning and two of them testify, the other three of them can't be dayanim. Why? Because once they saw, now what does it mean to see? They saw and had in mind to witness. Once you had in mind to be a witness, even though you didn't testify, you're now pasul a dayanis. Clearly, what the Rashbam is saying is not Epsilon Eidos. If it's Epsilon Eidos, then if they're not made, what's the problem with Epsilon Eidos? It's Epsilon Dayanus. Once they're Chalosh and Eid, even though they weren't made, right? Meaning, we don't care if an Eid is possible if he doesn't testify. It doesn't hurt anyone. He, the Rashbam, clearly holds the soul in Dayanus. So what does the Rashbam hold? So the Rashbam obviously holds that too. No, he holds that it's not what I was saying. I was trying to say, and what does Tosfos back to him? Tosfos back, that makes no sense. Of course an Eid HaRo is okay according to your drasha. Right, let me just point this out. Nafkamina. Nafkamina is Eid HaRoa. The low Eid. An Eid who saw and wasn't made. He just saw. He wasn't made. So, says Tosfos, Mimanavshach, according to both shitas that I mentioned until now, right? Tosfos and Bavasar mentioned two shitas. According to both shitas that I mentioned, of course he's kosher. Why? That's Psul and Eidos. If he's not testifying, then who cares if he's, then who cares about Psul and Eidos? And if we say, Tosfos doesn't speak this out, but what he's trying to say is, that's also Psul and Eidos. Yeah, the Eidos has to be with Derech Hamidol of Hashem. But if they're not being made, then who cares that it's not Shem Tzolein? So here it's Pasha. Here, obviously, Kosher Lodun. Because what's the problem? He saw it and now he's being done? What's the problem? I understand. The dying is possible to be an aid, to testify. He's not testifying. What is our Rashbam saying? The Rashbam saying, no, it's not that a dying is possible to testify. Then it would be fine. If he's not testifying, no problem. If that a witness is possible to judge. If a witness is possible to judge, then whether he testified or not, if he is a Haloshem aid, then he's not allowed to judge. So how is Rashbam reading Hashem? Not what I was saying, Shutushal Mikra, it's just about the tzur of giving edus. It has to be fear and trembling and standing in front of God. No, he's reading it as a remez. The Torah says Shnei Hanashim Lefnei Hashem, and it separates them. That shows they have to be two separate people. That shows they can't be the same people. So Lefi the Rashbam, no. It's saying that hapasuk mirames shehaed eino dayan. Ah, so here's why Tosa. What does Tosa say there? Here is a very nice Lundish analysis, but not my Lundish analysis. It's just black and white Tosfos. Tosa says the Rashbam's wrong for two reasons. Tosa says the Rashbam thinks he's right on both these counts. Tosa says the Rashbam needs to assume two things. I happen to deny the first thing, he's wrong, regardless of the second thing. I also deny the second thing, he's wrong, regardless of the first thing. What are the two things the Rashbam assumes? Number one, he assumes it's a psul dayonus. Number two, he assumes an eid haro as a haloshem eid, right? So, what do we say? So here it's not so pashut. Here, if eid haro is a haloshem eid, then he's psul lodun. Right, as Ellie's pointing out. But if Eid Haroeh is not a Haloshem Eid, then he's Kosher Lodun. And now it's not enough Gemina. Meaning, it's only enough Gemina to make another assumption. A, you have to assume it's Psul Dayanus. Any Haloshem Eid is Psul Lodun. B, and you have to say that's what the Pasuk means. Well, Nushan Nashem, Lifnei Hashem, separating the Shan Nashem from Lifnei Hashem, they have to be different people. But B, you have to assume Eid HaRoa is a Haloshem A. And that's exactly what Tosfos says, responds wrong for two reasons.
Eid HaRoa here means Eid HaRoa mitkaven
l'ha'id. Correct. What's the getter of Eid HaRoa? Actually, it's interesting. What is the getter of Eid HaRoa? Here, I should have put, I mean, I didn't know how much detail I came to, of course. What is the getter of Eid HaRoa? So you're right. Says the Rashbam, Lefi Rashbam, Hainu, Roe, Omiskaven, Lehoid. Lefi, there's another sheet to the Ramban and the Ram there. Actually, there's no Ram there, is there? It's Nebuke Yosef there. The Ramban and the Nebuke Yosef. Who's an Eid HaRoa? No, Miskaven Lehoid is not enough to make you an Eid HaRoa. Anyone know from just their practical experience in life, what might make someone a Haloshem Eid? What? Appointed. How do we know that from our practical experience in life? Where do we see this? And Chuppas, right? Say, they say, Hainu Eid Shehuzman Al Yedei Baldover. right? Meaning, no, no, what makes you a chaloshim aid? When the Valdover makes you an aid. Valdover is the right to make you an aid. We always rely on the fact that Valdover is the right to make you an aid. Because what you're saying to Rabbi Chuppah, Valdover said, the chassan says, I'm making you my aidim. And maybe he adds, right, in the old days they say, I'm making you my aidim. Then they start to be machmer and say, to the exclusion of all others. And in my humble opinion, I think it's not mahudah to say the exclusion of all others, because what if igloy milsa, that someone made a mistake and one of these two aidim is possible and you excluded all others? That could be a pagam in your kiddushin.
What about the Krogan?
So what I say is, I'm pointing you to my aidim to the exclusion of all krovim upsulim. That way, you have the best of both worlds, right? In case these two are possible, you haven't excluded the other kosher people. But you've excluded all the possible people in case they're kosher. Okay, and I know that what I'm doing is right, because last week was David Roth's chasana, and I said that to him under the chuppah, and he said, I like that formulation. And he's a very smart fellow. So I've asked him. I mean, it's not my idea. I heard this a long time ago. Anyway, cancer, but it doesn't matter. So the point is, you could be done in exactly what... Within Eid Haro, no one thinks an Eid Haro is a Haloshem Eid just by seeing it.
But the Torah,
no.
What?
Isn't the Torah even testified just by
what?
Seeing it called an
Eid? Yeah, hold on. If you see it and then come to court, that might make you a Haloshem Eid. But just seeing it, which Ramban do you mean? I don't know. Do you see this in the Ramban? The one on the sheet?
Yeah.
Where?
The end of the first paragraph. He says, "V'kol shekein v'dinei mafashu the kevan the chazu the katal nafsha tu lo chazu leischusa the love milsi."
But in the end he says love milsi. Yeah. That's some sort of habamina, but then he rejects it. Okay.
You could say
that. Okay, but I also think he's saying something slightly different, which I'll get to perhaps. But okay, let's knock out the love milsi for now. Now, I know you're still waiting there. Now, what Tosfos said is this. He said the Rashban's wrong for two reasons. Number one, he has the wrong lundus on Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. He thinks whoever's a Haloshim Eid is possibly a Dayan. Nah, that's not true at all. And what I think Tosfos is saying is, he says, look at my two pshatim. One of them is very clearly that whoever's a Dayan is possible to be an Eid. The other one is the Chor also. It's a Psul and Eidus. If it's a Psul and Eidus, then it's not a problem. The guy's not made it. And number two, he says the Rashban's wrong, even according to his lumdus, because he thinks an aid who is miscaving lures the Shem aid, no way, only an aid hamei is a Shem aid. So that destroys the nafkamina. And where is the locus of this machlokus? The locus of this machlokus, in machos, daf, vav, right? What's the nafkamina being chalosh Shem aid? Let's say there are three aidim, and one of them is puzzle. What happens? They're all puzzle. The whole kat is puzzle. If they're chalosh Shem aid. So the Gemara says, okay, we check if they're Haloshem Eid. What does that mean? So the Rashbam says that means we check if they had in mind to be a witness when they saw. Having mind to be a witness makes you Haloshem Eid. Tosfos says, no. That means that when they come to court in Mayid, we check what they had in mind. But of course, you're not a Haloshem Eid if you're not Mayid. Meaning, the other machlokas here, the side nafgamina, is not a point at all, right? The nafgamina of this is, right? Two sheirim, upasol echad ra'a v'niskaving l'ha'id imam v'lo'heid. Rashbam says they're all pasol. Why? Because once he's gotten lirils, he's a shemein, and he pasols the cat. And Tosa says, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Tosa said, they are sheirim. Meaning the two are Ksherim, right? Shnei Ha'edim are Ksherim. Because what do you mean? The third guy's not a Haloshem Eid, he can testify. Okay, so that's Tosa's side point that he argues in the Rashban, but this could potentially be the biggest nafkamina. If it's a Psal Eidos, it can only apply to an Eid who's made. It's a possible testimony. If he's not made, who cares? If it's a Psal Dayanos, then it might or might not apply even to an Eid who wasn't made. Maybe based on Kavana, maybe based on the Baal Din appointing him to the role of aid. That depends whether you consider that a Shem aid or not. Liat.
I'm just going to say two things. One, I'm not really sure, beyond organizationally, like the advantage of pushing everybody into one of these two categories. And I think the reason to not do that is because it seems to me very clear that the Rashbam is just raising a general problem about decorum in court.
That is not either of these. Either okay, it's good. Both or it's neither, but it's not.
Okay, good. Let me... I'm cutting you off again, I realize.
Please.
Let me talk for another 2 minutes and then see if that makes you any happier.
Okay.
Hey, not that my goal is for you to be happy, but that will be a step closer towards, clarifying the truth.
I want you to be happy though, Rebbe.
I appreciate that. but your goal should not be for me to be happy. Your goal should be for me to find out the truth. Outside of the shiur room, your goal is for every yid to be happy, and I'm happy to be top priority here. But inside the shiur room, your goal should be what?
That's happiness floating.
Fine. Okay. At the very least, inside the shiur room, your goal should not be for me to be happy. It should be for me to be for me to find the truth. Okay. Now, give me a second here. Yes.
Does it happen? According to the second answer to the question of the Mirror Leans, right, so that's also technically working with theosis. Couldn't you say there that it's actually absolved by Onus? Because he's going to listen to Freya that he's apostle Guy, not that he's apostle Abe. If he...
No, because he's really telling the truth. The problem is just that it's Abe's the Iyata Yachala Zima, because theoretically it would be a problem. Right? But that theoretical problem is only in Aegis. It's no problem that theoretically he might be apostle Dayan. It's only problem that theoretically he would be Iyata Yachala Zima. Now, I think here, if we're asking, like, what's the sort of underlying svara? Here's just a categorization, which Liad is not sure how useful it is. Okay, it is what it is. It's very hard to prove these things. If you ask, like, just what's the common sense svara behind it, right? If we could say, the svara behind it. Now, again, svaras, I might, at a certain point, be too commonsensical and not stick to, objective halachic categories, but you will forgive me. Here, it's very clear, Eidus Yiyatei Yochel Zima is a pre-existing category. You could view it as just Xeris Akasa, or you could view it as, he has to be afraid of something. If he's not afraid of something, then he doesn't have an incentive to tell the truth. So, here, as we know, you could view it as technical, but I prefer to view it as, he has to have a, there has to be a price to be paid for lying, right? Like, I declare under penalty of perjury. What does that mean? It means we don't think you can tell the truth, but if we threaten you, right? So this is a Pashut Svara. This is Pashut, that he needs to be afraid to lie. If you want to argue and say the general didn't Yachla Zima is not because he needs to be afraid to lie, then fine, have a good time. Not an issue right now. If you're looking at this, the way I think Tosos is looking at it, that obviously it's ridiculous to say that this could be a problem for Eid Haroa, because it's absolutely Eidus. You could view it as a technical Suras Hagoda, but probably it's the idea of the awe of Lifnei Hashem. He has to feel the awe of Lifnei Hashem, and if you are Hashem, then you cannot intimidate yourself. And I think that's just sort of the, more existential parallel of Eidus Yiyatei Yochel Zima. And I think that works better, actually, right? I think it's better if you want Aiden to be very medaktik. Yeah, you should threaten that they might get punished if they're caught, but better, you should have them realize that they're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam and that the Ribbono Shel Olam always catches you eventually. How about the Psol Dayanus? What's the common sense svara of Psol Dayanus? So one possibility is very poshut. Here, no gambadino. That's an assumption. The assumption is that even someone unbiased who said one thing is now biased to continue along the lines of what he said. That's an assumption. Is that really true? For example, if I said something that makes the guy feel guilty, I'm now biased to find him guilty. Okay, that's the assumption of the Baal HaMor. It doesn't seem to be that maybe that's what everyone meant. All their drushes were really because of Nogea Bedino. They just thought you needed a drusha to back that up. It also could be not so much Nogea. I mean, it's hard to tell exactly where to draw the line. How about these other shitas? Eda Chaloyane V'nefesh Lomos. The Rashbam's version of Yomdo Lufnei Hashem, which is not a problem in the Eidus, clearly, but something else. So you could say it's something along the lines of the Baal HaMor, meaning a certain lack of objectivity. Where do I get that from? I get that from the Sheet of Rabbi Akiva. What is Rabbi Akiva darshan from Ad Omdo Lufnei HaEidah LeMishvat? Rabbi Akiva darshans that Again, forget about the Ritva who says there's another sugya. But the Pashup Shot, Rabbi Akiva says, it means only in Dine Nefashos, special Chumra only in Dine Nefashos. If he killed someone in front of Bezdin, they can't judge him. Why? Because they saw him murder. They're not going to be able to Mahapik Paschuso. They're not really going to be able to consider his innocence. And through Vitzilo Ha'eda, they have to consider his innocence. Meaning, someone who knows the truth, I think what he means is, this is something, so you could say, what does Balmor mean? Meaning, it's a bias, he is biased to support his own statement. Right? So if like, That's what the Balmor is referring to. He's referring to, if the guy testified, he's biased to support his own statement, because like if the other two Dayanim start saying, well, maybe what that guy said wasn't really relevant, maybe he really misunderstood, etc., he's going to say, what do you mean? It's me, and he's going to try and fool them, etc. But you could say, it's not just biased to support his statement, it's that he's biased by his personal involvement in the case. Meaning, if I personally, I guess what I'm saying is this, there's a judge and there's a witness. The witness reports the facts. The judge analyzes the facts. If you saw the facts, it might be harder for you to analyze the facts. If you saw the facts, it might be harder for you to analyze the facts. You have a certain, not a bias in terms of you want to get a certain result because you want to help yourself. The Balmor is turning this into a personal bias. Since I testify X, I'm now personally biased on my own favor that I want X to win the day. I don't want to be a result that ignores X or dismisses X. That's a personal bias. Could be not a personal bias in the gay of a dover. I'm not personally biased just because I said X. I don't care what the psak is. I said X and the chips fall where they may. Maybe the point is it's a subconscious bias. If I saw what happened, then I can't analyze it neutrally because, you know, it made a roshem on me. It made an impression on me. I had certain feelings when I saw it. When you see something, it's on the one hand, if you see something, that's the best knowledge. I saw it with my own eyes. The other hand, once you see something with your own eyes, obviously you know what happened better than someone else. If I saw it with my own eyes, I know that it happened better than someone who didn't see it with their own eyes. But to analyze the implications of what happened might be very hard. As the Gemara says, if I saw Reuven kill Shimon, I'm not sure. Reuven took a sword and stuck it in, dagger and stuck it in Shimon's heart. It's very hard for me to objectively analyze what happened here, because I'm just filled with loathing for Shimon and, you know, Rachmanus, loathing for Reuven, and Rachmanus and Shimon, or whoever the people were. So it could be this just, it's hard to analyze dispassionately when you witnessed it with your own eyes.
If anything, it seems like this like fits nicer within, I think it's Tosos, it says by Dina Nefashos, it might be different rules. Because it seems like it makes more sense.
That's definitely the rule by Dina Nefashos.
Yeah, but as I said, it seems like it makes more sense if you say certain cases we care more about a result than the truth, such as saying that this person shouldn't get that death penalty. So there, if we care more about having as much as we can to be mizaka this guy, then it makes sense. But if we really care about the truth, it seems hard to argue that someone who actually saw something is in a worse situation to get at the truth than someone who has no knowledge.
So this is very, very tricky. So maybe you could say, you know, here is like, I'll look at the arch. Maybe we'll give him an A. The Balmor is very clear. Maybe you could say, but this is very, very tricky because it's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, the person who saw with their own eyes has the best havana. After all, he's not personally biased. Do you know? So, sure you could say, and this is obviously inspired by the idea of Dina Nefashos, where they're just biased by their feelings of having seen it happen, and they can't analyze it well. Now Liat's saying, no, that's because Dina Nefashos, you have to analyze it artificially to try to let him go. You can't artificially analyze it if you saw it with your own eyes, but to normally analyze it, you can. So maybe you could say this is an extension of the idea of two lo chazi le zechusa, which we find by Dine Nefashos. Maybe you could just say that maybe a witness can't, and this would explain the Rashbam, even in Eid Haroeh, maybe a witness, someone who's involved as a witness, can't objectively analyze the implications of what he saw, but this is going to be very, very difficult. This is going to be very, very difficult for a few reasons. Number one, this gets into another famous Machlokes Rishonim. There's a famous Machlokes Rishonim about Lo Teishmia Gedola Meiriya. What if Beis Din saw it themselves during the day? Pasuk Shani Marav Avasa that we all read is that if Beis Din seen it during the day, they just passed it on the spot. There's no testimony at all. Meaning, forget Eid Nasadayim. Can Dayanim Paskin on what they saw without Eidus? And the Gemara Shana says, yes, if the Bezdin all saw the new moon, they just stand up and say, sit down rather, and say, Makudish, Makudish. Because Lo Teishmir Gedol Meiriya. If they can hear from other witnesses what happened, Kolshki and seeing yourself is better, like the Ad said. Seeing for yourself is always better than hearing from others. Except indeed in Fah shows that doesn't work because we're always stretching to try to be bleeding heart liberals and let the guy off and we need to artificially try to find some Zachuyos. Okay, but if we're not being artificial, if we're being honest, then Lo Teishmir Gedol Meiriya. So this is very questionable for two reasons. What do I mean for two reasons? Number one, because it's Machlokes Rishonim. What about Dini Mamonos? In Dini Mamonos, can Eidim Paskin based on what they saw? Or do there have to be a Haggadah's Eidus? In Kiddush HaChodesh, Bezdin can Paskin based on what they saw during the day. In Dini Nefashos, Rabbi Akiva says they can't. How about in Dini Mamonos? It's not so explicit, except in Marva Basra sounds like they can. But here's the question of, do we say, meaning, Dayanim, no, Gimel, Shera'u, Vayom, Lo Teheshmiya, Gedola, Meiriya, Bedini Mamonos? Oh, Be'inan Hagada. Do we indeed in Mamonos say Lo Tishmiya Gedola Meiriya? Yeah, if they saw it themselves, that's even better than hearing it. Indeed in Nefashos it's not, because indeed in Nefashos they need to pull shtick. But if you're not pulling shtick, seeing it yourself is the best, is better than hearing witnesses. Or do we say no, indeed in Mamonos you need to have witnesses testifying that Dayanim can't know it themselves?
Why can't the Balamor just say that there's no Gevadavar and they're possibly Shimbaldavar? Not by Dini Mamonos, by Dini Mamonos. Since the Eidim are no Gim B'Dover, they become a Baal Dover, and they're possibly...
I mean, that is what he said. Possibly Le Dayanus, you mean.
They're possible for everything.
No!
A Baal Dover is possible all the way.
No, but he's only no Gim B'Dover because of what he testified.
But then
there's no Eidus, and then there could be some... If you say every Eid is biased, and it's not conscious Eid, no, that's unfair. Until he testifies, he's not biased. Only after he testifies, he's biased. So that's not a problem. That's what the Balamor says.
That's what he says.
Give me a second, Morty. Let me just point out my folks we showed him. The Rashi and other Rishonim say that Sarah Haggadah, Dayanim can't paskin dini mamonos based on what they see. Whether day or night, they can't paskin based on what they see. They need Haggadah. Tosos and Rosh Hashanah and others say, nope, Dunin al pi Ri'iyasam, because if they saw during the day, why during the day? Because if they see during the night, they can't count, because there's no Bezdin at night. So they can't count the scene. But if they saw it during the day, I think I wrote the word day, yes. Now the Rashbam himself actually holds like Tosos on this, in Baal Basra. So hold on, if they can judge without any testimony based on what they saw, then obviously we think someone who saw is very qualified to analyze the implications, is super qualified, so it's against this. So this is very questionable because I have so many questions. A, this doesn't work according to Tosos and the Rashbam and others, because they say Dayanim can judge by seeing without any aid whatsoever. So that shows that someone who saw it is a better judge, not a worse judge. B, if it's really true, let's say you want to go with Rashi. No, Dayanim can't judge based on what they themselves saw. But if it's because anyone who sees something can't analyze well, then even if they didn't have kavanah to be made, maybe it should be a problem. They still can't analyze well if they saw it themselves. Then you have to give psychological svaras. No, only if they saw it and like focused on seeing it, only if they saw it and like said it over. Anyway, this is very, very questionable. It certainly doesn't work for the Rashbam himself. Very questionable. And Vadai Eino Svaras Rashbam Atzmo, because the Rashbam and Rav Asher says Mefurish like Tosfos, that without Eidos they can paskin based on what they saw. So then why can't they be made and paskin on what they were made? If they saw it during the day, they can paskin based on what they saw. So if they saw it at night, why can't they paskin based on something if they saw it? Obviously, seeing doesn't make you non-objective. So I think we're left with what's pshat in the Rashbam. I think pshat in the Rashbam is ultimately going to be just that, not that someone who sees it cannot properly judge. According to Tosa, someone who sees it can judge very well. It's a principle of the Gemara. Seeing it yourself is better than hearing from others. No, someone who sees it can't properly judge. Not that you're biased. I don't think the Rashbam is saying he's biased. And certainly if he hasn't said anything, he's not biased. Right? How can you be biased if he hasn't said anything? So what's the Rashbam? So I think when the Rashbam, just go back to his Pasuk of Pshitas. It says, V'amdu shnei anashim, l'fnei Hashem, the shnei anashim are different, and l'fnei Hashem are different. It's not so much that he's pasul ladun if he's an eid. It's not that an eid is pasul ladun. Here we're trying to say an eid is pasul ladun. It's not that an eid has a psul to be a dayan. And it's not that a dayan has a psul to be an eid. It's just that there's a separation of roles. You can't play two different roles in Beis Din. The Eidim have one role, the Dayanim have another role. It's not that a Dayan can't be a good Eid, or an Eid can't be a Dayan. It's just that you can't do two things in Beis Din. Why can't you do two things in Beis Din? Maybe it's just in order to ensure that no one has too much power. Maybe it's just in order to ensure the regular workings of things, the smooth workings of things. Maybe it's to avoid I have no idea why. Do you know why? Okay, but the Rashbam, I think this is a little bit where the Yad was going. No, he's not convinced.
Okay. I think there's like rules
okay.
that govern courthouse.
Okay, rules that govern courthouse. So I think the Rashbam shot is the Rashbam himself saying it's not absolutely either direction. That doesn't really belong on this side. It's just that one person can't fulfill two roles, and then I'll take questions after I bring one person can fulfill two roles. Maybe it's that simple. It's not a psul dayan or a psul eidos. It's just a psul of you can't be two things in one court case. You have to pick what you are. If you're a baldubber, you're a baldubber. If you're an aid, you're an aid. If you're a dayan, you're a dayan. If you're whatever, you're whatever. You can't be judge, jury, and executioner. You have to be. Now, it could be the Rashbam will admit, if Bezim saw it themselves, then they're only Dayanim. They're not Eidim. They're allowed to Paskin. But you can't be an Eid and a Dayan. The Eid and the Dayan have to be two separate roles, even if the Eid just had in mind to be made. Now, in this tick, in this file in Bezim, he's under the list of Eidim. Once you're under the list of Eidim, you can't be the. Even if you didn't testify, once you're called an Eid in this case, you're listed among the Eidim of this case, now you're an Eid, you're not a Dayan. Let me just point out one thing, then I'll take questions. Maybe that's a little bit merumas in our sugya, right? It's really more of a third possibility, right? Not really soul aid or soul dying. It's just a rule that you can't be two things. What does our Gemara interestingly say? How does it introduce aid nasadayan? One mandarmer holds that. How does our Gemara introduce aid nasadayan? Does it just say Stam Eid Nasa Dayan?
You can't say before, whether you can say before two or you need three.
Yeah, okay, but in between. It says, Shliach Nasa Eid and Eid Nasa Dayan. Or Shliach Nasa Eid, but Eid Nasa Dayan. What does Eid Nasa Dayan have to do with Shliach Nasa Eid? Why are these being put together? So, that is, why not just say one holds Eid Nasa Dayan, one holds Eid Nasa Dayan? So, what are they? And Rashi says, Kishem Shliach Nasa Eid Nasa Dayan. What's the comparison between Shliach Nasa Eid and Eid Nasa Dayan?
You should be Guna.
So, you could say that, no, what it means is, just like the Urmikel Shliach Nasa Eid Mishumiguna, the Urmikel Eid Nasa Dayan Mishumiguna. Because the Tosus Rush says, what do they mean by Shliach Nasa Eid? The Tosus Rid says, means we hold Shliach Nasa Eid in Kiddushin. Tosus Rush says, No, no, no. Our Gemara doesn't know what they hold in Kedushin. Our Gemara is written before the part of what you hold in Kedushin. Our Gemara meant, Mishumikuda, Shlech Nasa'i. So you could just say, it's saying how many kulas Mikuna. Maybe Shlech Nasa'i, Rashis, just like Shlech Nasa'i, Mishumikuna, just like one kula, so to a second kula, Mishumikuna. You could say that. You could say, maybe according to the Balamor, it's a matter of Nogea. Just like Shlech Nasa'i, we Paskin is not a Nogea, but Dover, even though he's a little involved, but he's still objective. So to Eid Nasa'i, even though he's a little involved, he's still objective. He still has no personal stake. Shlech Nasa'i, even though he's very involved, is not a Nogea because it doesn't affect him. So to Eid Nasa'i, even though personally involved, is not a Nogea. So you could read it as just Kula Viguna. That may be a very simple way. You could read it as the Balamor is Nogea, but you could also read it as no. The issue is playing two roles. Why would a Shlech not be an Eid? The Gemara says, Kishlucha Shalim Kamoso. What does that mean? The Shlech has no bias. Clearly, Shlech, it doesn't make the Gemara sense, it makes a difference to the Shlech. Of course he's Pasul, like his salary depends on it. No, it's talking about a Shlech who makes no difference to him. So why is he Pasul? Because formally, he's Kamoso. He is a formally united, merged with the Baal Dover. So, what's the machlokes of Shlech Nasa'i? There are different ways to analyze it. You could analyze it as a famous chakir we're not getting into now. Why is the Baal Dover Pasul? Because he's a Nogeya? Or because he's Karavetz al Atmel, because of his identity. Because of his bias or his identity. If it's because of his bias, that doesn't apply to the Shleach. If it's because of his identity, it does. But you could also say no. The question is, and maybe this is the same way of saying the same thing, it's what's, if it's only wrong for someone to testify when they're involved and biased, then a Shleach is kosher. If you say no, there have to be different roles. Once you're playing the role of Baldover, you can't play the role of Eid. Every you have to be separate roles in Beis Din. Then here, the Shliach, he can't cross lines. Once he's been Kamoso of the Baal Dover, he's chosen his role in Beis Din, and now he can't also be an Eid. So you could say the comparison, just like Shliach Nasa Eid is a question of, can one person play two roles or not? So Shliach Nasa Dayan is a question of, can one person play two roles or not? So I'm saying, it's the comparison of Shliach Nasa Eid to Eid Nasa Dayan, the Ritva says not even a comparison. The Ritva says it's not a comparison. It's just pointing out, well, Shliach is Nasa Eid, let's see if the Eid is Nasa Dayan. We've solved one halachic problem, let's analyze another. But if it's a comparison, you could say the comparison is how much we make of Mishuma Guna. One kula or two kulas? Or who's not biased? He's not biased and he's not biased. Or you could also say, no, it's about two roles. If the Shliach and Eid, he can play two roles. Maybe the Eid and Dayan can also play two roles. So maybe that's a bit of a remez, although I admit there's many other ways to interpret it. Anyway, the Maisa, I think that there's countless details that are, not quite as fundamental that I can go into, but I'm not going to. I think what we've seen is one thing very clear, six different shatim what the makar is, and some of them need a little more analysis. And I tried to structure it in a chakira. Is it a psol edus? Which is very clear. Many of the Rishonim assume that if amdu is a psol edus, just you're not doing the tzur of Haggadah, you're not omid l'fnei someone else. Edus yechol is even a psol edus. Is it a psol leyonis? Very clear in the Baal Amor. And it sounds like that from the Ramban and the Ritva. And I think the Rashbam, at least at first, sounds like he's trying to go there. Or, and if it's a psol edus, we explain why. If it's a psol leyonis, we got a little tricky explaining why. Either he's biased by his own statement, or he's biased by what he saw. But that's very tricky, because what you see is actually accurate. Not biased, and that's a very questionable. Or we said it's not actually psol dayanis, it's just a psol playing two roles. You can't be two things. Once you're one thing, you can't be something else. Since you're an Eid first, you can't be a dayan. So it's similar to psol dayanis. Once you have one role, you can't take a second. But the problem on dayanis, the problem is an equal problem. You can't be two things. Once you're one thing, you can't be something else. I think that's really shot in the Rashbam. Some sort of separation of powers, separation of roles in Beis Din. Okay, now we'll let the Yav argue.
I just thought this point out.
Oh, sorry, just 1 second. And obviously, the main nafkamina is the famous machlokes about the chronim, all kinds of other cases that may or may not tie into this, which are depend on a million factors. But how about the big machlokes, big halachal maisa machlokes, this has come up a lot, have an aide who was roa and somehow had in mind or was appointed but never testified. Obviously, Psoledus is not going to be Shaykh Bechlal. There's no problem whatsoever if he's not testifying. Psoleonis may or may not be Shaykh. You have to ask, is he playing two roles or is he not? Is he called an aide? Is he not called an aide? And go back to Makos, perhaps. And according to the Baal Amor, I think it's Pasha that wouldn't be a problem because he hasn't said anything to be Nogea. According to this chat that we suggested, which I wasn't so convinced by, yes, what?
I definitely think this is an approach and it's a good idea for the Gemara. What I suggested before is that the Rashbam isn't saying this at all. The Rashbam is saying that literally it's a rule about how the decorum of a court has to be held. I think that's important for
you. What do you mean by that?
That the way a court is held is that judges sit over there and edim stand over here. And there's a technical problem that you can't do it in this case. And I think that's important because that's very clearly saying the Rashbam is indifferent to all of these concerns.
What you're saying
the
is that it's a standing issue.
Exactly, and the Rashbam doesn't think there's any intuitive problem.
Okay.
He doesn't think there's any
it seems
like,
to me that It seems to me that there's a rare case where I think it's 100% likely that you're wrong.
Why?
Because the Rashbam's whole shita is that even an aid who was niskaveing the ha'id and never testified in court is also possibly a dying. If it's a technical problem sitting standing, let him come and judge. And not testifying, there's no problem sitting and standing.
But it's clear that's the exact same soul of the age who's in the
heart. Yeah. The same Rashbam. You're going to have to rethink that.
Yeah.
Okay, Victor.
The Rashbam calls it Yuzeres HaKosov. He's referring to the fact
that... I think Yuzeres HaKosov that. One person can play two roles. I might have thought he could.
Where is the focus in the Rashi and Tosfos on the...
In Rosh Hashanah. It's in brackets under the course. It's in... I wouldn't cheat. It's definitely... It's in brackets on 16.
Okay,
it's in brackets on 16. And once you read Rashi Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah, you see that the Rashbam and the Vavasra hold like Tosfos there. There's a gazillion other Rishonim also, but we need to list everyone in the world.
Okay, what you said about an aide who saw something is the best kind of... But he isn't. He saw what he saw. There might be he didn't see everything. That's why you need a Chakira. You need Chakira because you have to analyze for him what he saw. And that goes why, but Gimel Sharau, Bestin, there's three of them. They each have seen what they've seen, so you cannot compare the one aid here, the Nasadayon, to these cases over here. There's no relationship.
Fair enough. I hear the Taina that you want to say, I was saying this can't be the Rashbam himself. You want to say, no. When Bestin see, then they're capable of analyzing it well. When one guy sees a private citizen and then decides to be a Dayan, then it is harder for him. Okay, I'm a Kabbalat. That's... So then you want to defend that maybe that's part of the Rashbam. I'm a Kabbalat, it needs more thought, but I'm a Kabbalat. Okay, now I'm going to ask Effie to take a picture of the board, and we're going to move on to the main discussion in our sugya, which is the fact that the Drabbanan Taka, it is not Sedayan, right? The Drabbanan, it is not Sedayan. We have an exception. Interesting question. What do we mean by Bidrabbanan, it is not Sedayan? What is the... Where does this come from? Our Gemara is quoting, right? Our Gemara says something along the lines of Hakaimelon, if I'm not mistaken. The Hakaimelon. Where is our Gemara quoting that Hakaimelon? What the second and what daf? Where are we Hakaimelon the Bidrabbanan eight nasadayim? Ksuvas daf chaf aleph on the base. It's a whole discussion there. And the maskana is that, well, not exactly what it says. What it means, it says, three Edom sit for Kiyum Shtaros. Two of them know, recognize the signatures, and one doesn't. The two can testify to the third that these are authentic signatures, and then they'll be behind the Shtar. There it says, the whole discussion of what it has to relate to Enas Adai says, had said, Abin Rosh Hashanah, we find out that way. If three Dayanim saw Rosh Chodesh at night, the next morning two of them could not get up and testify to the third and then sit down and Kaddish the Chodesh to the two that testify can't be Edim. So I said, no, that's the Oraisa, but the Kiyum Shtaros Drabbanan, the Ed is Nasadayan. So the actual Gemara of Kiyum, of Bidrabbanan, Ed Nasadayan is talking about Kiyum Shtaros, which is very relevant here. The whole point here is by now we're in Rava or Rava Islay Drabbanan of Kiyum Shtaros. So it's very relevant here. That's great. The question is, what does Drabbanan mean? So what does the Ritva say here? The Ritva says here, one small line of the Ritva, he says, interestingly, and I'm going to come back and make a big deal of this, of course. Exactly, he says, I don't mean every Drabbanan in the world. Nah, what do you mean, every Drabbanan in the world, the Nasadayan? That's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means specifically Kiyum Shtaros, because we're talking about Kiyum Shtaros. And they were Makel to the Drabbanan. Doesn't mean every Drabbanan means Kos Kiyum Shtaros Drabbanan. They decided to be Makel by Kiyum Shtaros. But don't think this applies to every drabbanan in the world. Hadar mean of drabbanan eid nasadayin lo bechol mi le drabbanan ka'amar. Ela bekim shtar levad, who can eat some ksubos. He doesn't mean ksubos that says only kim shtars. It means it only talks about kim shtars and ksubos. It doesn't say, and other things are not. It says, since the context exudes kim shtaris, it only akula by kim shtaris. It's not clear to me that other rishim, it's a little funny, like someone before the Ritva doesn't know necessarily has to argue on him, right? Rashi here, for example, says, on our daf, kigon gavi kim shtaris. Kigon usually means, this is a broader principle. Kigon, there's one example of the broader principle. So the Pshat of Rashi, that it's not only kim shtaris, it's all drabbanans. I think Tosos and the Gemara Ksuvos also sounds that way. Yet it's hard to tell, because like if someone never imagined that someone would restrict the Kiyum Shtaros, they don't feel the need to say, you should know, this is all Darabonans. They're like, it says Darabonans, why do we need to say it's all Darabonans? But Tosos, during Ksuvos, just has a very nice summary of a lot of Dinamei Nasadayan. He says in the end, V'dafka b'daraisa v'ob Darabonan afilo eidamei ad Nasadayan. V'dafka b'daraisa v'darabonan. He really makes it sound like it's not in the Kiyum Shtaros. That's only Daraisa. But it was not Doraisa, it's not Sedayan. So I think Rashi and Tosa sounds like it's all Drabanans. The Ritva is very clear, it's only King Charles. Okay, what to make of that? Maybe we're not ready to make anything of it quite yet, but I think we will at a certain point. But before we get into some of the lowness that I wanted to say, first let's bid Drabanan, a Nasedayan, says the Ritva, only Kiyum Shtaros, says, I think Rashi and Tosfos. Oh. Oh, Dindrabana. Any Dindrabana. Taka, if I say in the Shulchan Aruch, it just says any Dindrabana. excuse me. Now, the first question is going to be, what do we mean by Eid Nasadayan? Says Tosfos, and says Arsugya. Eid HaMeid is Nasadayin. The guy can testify and be a Dayin, right? That's Pashup Shat. However, there are two machlokas about this. One is the Shidus Yachid of Balamor. We saw this earlier, and I'll remind you why. So, Balamor is Mamash Shidus Yachid. It could be some. I didn't get a chance to look it up inside. I saw the Shem Rash, but it seems to go to Bala Itter, who might agree with him. So maybe it's not exactly a one person Shidus Yachid, maybe it's a two person, I'm not sure. Sometimes it's hard to read the Bala Itter. Okay, but let's call it just Shidus Yachid of Balamor. None of the other Rishonim that we normally learn agree with this. They all explicitly disagree. So, what do we mean by Eid Nasadayan? How far do we go? Says the Balamor, not far at all. He says, you think it means an Eid can be made and be a Dayan? No way. That's ridiculous. Once an Eid is made, he can never be a Dayan. We never give up on that Ugea B'davar. Says it doesn't really mean Eid is made, it could be a Dayan. So what does it mean? Meaning, he actually says, don't think it actually means Eid Nasadayan. It doesn't literally mean Eid Nasadayan. Rather, what does it mean? He says, an Eid can't be a Dayan. We're not really making one Eid Nasadayan. Rather, what does it mean? It means the Eid who recognized the signatures can paskin. What's the big chiddush? Because the Balamor holds like Tosos, that in all Dinei Mamonos and Eid who saw the truth himself can pass. The chiddush is just Eid can be a Dayan, rather just a Dayan who recognizes the Chasima from seeing a similar chasima at night can paskin based on his knowledge. That's all it means. It doesn't really mean an Eid can be a Dayan. It just means that the Dayan can paskin if he knows the truth on his own. According to many Rishonim, the Dayan can always pass if he knows the truth on his own. No. Usually, if the Dayan saw it during the day, he can say the court has seen the truth, pass it. If the Dayan saw it at night, he's not a court. He's just a private citizen. Then he can't come in and say the court knows the truth. The court doesn't know the truth, only the private citizen knew the truth. Contemporary Judaism, we would understand very well. During the day, he's wearing his hat, and he's a Dayan. At night at home, he's not wearing his hat. If he's not wearing his hat, how could it be a Dayan? Conceptually, obviously. Right, that's the normal rule. In Dini Mamonos, Aliba, the Tosos, Narashbam, and many Rishonin, If Dayanim see you crash his car, crash into his car during the day, Kapaska based on the spot, Lo Tishmei Gadol Ra'iyah, we have the best knowledge to sort ourselves. If Dayanim see you crash into his car at night, they're not Dayanim at night, they're only private citizens. When they go to court the next day, the Dayanim haven't seen anything, only private citizens have. So then, they can't pass based on their knowledge, rather they have to be made, and once they're made, they have to find other people to be a Dayan. So that's the Balmor. The Balmor says, it doesn't literally mean aid nasa Dayan. An aid can't be a Dayan. It just means, usually Dayanim could only use information they saw during the day when they were sitting at a court. And by the way, it's not enough to sit during the day. They also have to be sitting three people together. Right? If I'm by myself and I see it during the day, then I'm a private citizen. I'm not a court. Right? So usually, Dayanim can only judge using information that they got during the daytime while sitting as three judges. And they were Mekel and Kim Shtaros. Dayanim could use any information they have in their heads. Okay, it's a very limited kula, but it's not really Eid Nasa Dayan. You can't be an Eid and a Dayan. It's a very limited kula. And the Rambam says, it doesn't literally mean Eid Nasa Dayan. It means Eid Nasa Dayan, Bikigong Zeh. De Makirin, the Gemara says two things. Eid Nasa Dayan, and Dayanim HaMakirin says Eid can be a Dayan, and Dayanim will recognize the signatures can be Makayim. Says, it doesn't mean two things. It means Eid is Nasa Dayan, not fully, but in the sense that if they know the signatures, they can be Makayim. So basically says there's no Eid Nasa Dayan. According to him, there is not really Eid Nasa Dayan. But in our sugya, it's really a nasa dayan. He just says you can't be made and be a dayan. It just means if the dayan know the signatures, they can run with that. What does that do with our sugya? Doesn't our sugya say mamas? The guy says pani nech, he's made in a dayan. That's what the Balmor said. Remember, this is why I brought it up previously. He says our sugya says he's not really a. Our sugya has nothing to do with regular a nasa dayan. Don't bring rice for our sugya. Gittin is not regular a nasa dayan drabanan. Gittin, it's funny, the Gemara quotes, they quote the Gorg Subas, they didn't really need to quote the Gorg Subas. What they really meant is, in the Gorg Subas, they have one rule, and here we have a different rule. It's a little dachuk, and that's just our Eidos, not real Eidos, which is why we put the word in the Hakir about the nature of the Eidos. Right? Not really Eid Nasadayan, and he says, it's not the same as the Funai Nechta, the Funai Nechtam, because that is not really treated as Eidos at all. That's a different sugya. The Gemara connects them, says that was a loose connection, just meant they're both coolest, but they're different coolest. Okay, now here we have two mainstream opinions. The two mainstream opinions are this. That Balamor, it's a radical opinion. It's a sheetus yachid of this Balamor. The other opinion, I didn't write down every Rishon in the world what they hold, but they're not sheetus yachid. Says the opinion that's most makel. The opinion that's most makel is the Ran and the Ritfink Subos. I think the Ran and Subos are on the Makoros, but if you look at the Ritfink, you'll see the same thing. The Shuk Rashba that's on the Makoros. Shuk Rashba that's not on the Makoros. There's a lot of Shuk Rashba about Eid Nasa Dayan when it comes to some things we're about to discuss, whenever about to is. You see the Rashba. This is one of the. This was a sugya that must have kept the Rashba awake at night, because he seems to have changed his mind. He contradicts himself in different places. He says, I'm paskin lahalocha, but not lamaisa, because I'm not sure. Within one tshuva, he changes his mind twice. The Rashba clearly had a lot of trouble figuring out the lumbus, like it was smart enough to figure out which side was right. He knew all the lumbus, he just had to figure out which side was right. Deciding which side was right, but let's say the majority opinion. This is the majority opinion. This is, I think we can safely call this Rov Rishonim. Rov Rishonim say that, such as the Ritva and the Ran in Ksubos, the Shut Rashba, one Shut Rashba in brackets on the sheets, there's a whole bunch of Shut Rashbas about it. And you have to remind me after Shir which Shut Rashba you were talking to me about last time, because I saw so many and I'm trying to remember. What? Tuf, Kuf, Chavtet. Okay. 9:29. Okay. Simon Tanakh Project. Okay. It's always good to make Simon. Otherwise, how are you supposed to remember Tov, Kof, Chof, Tess? You don't have a photographic memory. But this way, how can you forget? Right?
Wrong. Oh, you ruined it for me. I know. I ruined the whole bit. 9:69.
Well, if you flip it upside down, it's still 969. Mitzvah Shelach. No problem. Simon Mitzvah Shelach. Okay? This sugya is as long as Mitzvah Shelach. Okay, Viper. What do they say? They say no. They say... Aid v'dayon k'echad, meaning he can simultaneously be an aid and a dayon. That is, just like our sugya. In our sugya, one shliach and two dayonim. He is the aid, and he's simultaneously one of three dayonim. He talks to himself, right? Talking to himself. This is just like, this is the pashut shot, because then the equation of our sugya is correct. Right? That's, meaning, total aid nasa dayon, and then it is exactly the same as b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta, which makes perfect sense. It should be, because our Gemara says b'darbanei nasa dayon. In our Gemara, the guy's an aid and a dayon at the same moment. He's talking to himself. He's talking to three people, those two and himself. The Ramban there has a different shita. Says the Ramban iksubos, and this is a, no, it's not a shita jyoti, he's not the only one. But I would say this is a minority shita. The Ramban iksubos definitely doesn't call it Balamor. In the Mohammed says the Balamor is crazy for Dr. Bakodesh. But the Ramban says, and this will end, he says no. A hameyed nasidayan achar shas eduso. Avo eno nase ed vidayan ke'echad. No. He can be mayed and then be a dayan. But he can be mayed and then be a dayan. But he can't be an aid and a dayan at the same time. So let's review what happened. According to Balamor, he can't be mayed and then be a dayan. He can just judge based on his knowledge. But then he can't be a dayan. According to most Rishonim, he can be an aid and a dayan at the same moment, just like here. He's testifying, and he's also one of the three. And that's shot in the Gemara. Two guys testify in front of the third, and they're two Adam and two of the three Dayanim at the same time. Raman says, no, no, no. They can be Megan and then be Dan. But they can't be Megan and Dan at the same time. And then we would say, it's not as Mekel as B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. Of course, the Ramban's not going to say that B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta was more Mekel because it's not Aedos. He disagrees with the Ramban. He says it is serious Aedos. He says, should we go now? They were more Mekel than B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. Okay, he says what the other Rishonim say, right? Because the B'fanei Nechta is not really Aedos. And he says, because of Iguna, I don't know if he says it or some of the other Rishonim say it for him, I forget. Okay, let's just discuss for 1 second. Okay, we have 1 second left exactly. Whatever paragraph you start in the last second, you can continue. What the one does here? The Balamor basically says there's no Eid Nasa Dayan at all. It really has nothing to do with our sugya. It's just a separate kula. The most Rishonim say Eid Nasa Dayan, Shalom Yisrael, Zehu. Not Shalom Yisrael, we have a lot more to talk about, but as far as we can say. Here he's saying Eid is half Nasa Dayan, but half not Nasa Dayan. Normally, you can't be an Eid and a Dayan at the same time, or one after the other. In Kiyam Shtaros, in B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta, we're totally Mekel, we'll be an Eid and Dayan at the same time. In Kiyam Shtaros, we're halfway Mekel, you could be an Eid and then a Dayan, but not an Eid and Dayan at the same time. Let's just remember what the scenario is. What happens in Ksubos? What happens in Ksubos, most we've shown, is that two Eidim testify in front of the third Dayan, and they're testifying in front of three people, including themselves. For the Ramban, two Eidim testify in front of the third Dayan and two other guys, or the third Dayan's a mumche and he counts as three guys. And according to Balamor, they don't testify at all. It says they tell. Okay, so that's easy to deal with that. they don't testify at all, rather, other people testify. That's what it means. What happens? What's the case? Two are mayed in front of one, two are mayed in front of three, and then judge. Then they send the other two home and they take over as judge. And here, no, others are mayed in front of saying they don't read that as the case. Let me just end very, very briefly. What's the lundus of the Ramban? Why does he think we're makel halfway? Either be makel totally or don't be makel totally. Obviously, the Ramban thinks there's some sort of tzvei din, and there are two problems with eid nasadayin. The Ramban obviously holds there are two problems with eid nasadayin. One problem is that eid can't be a dayin at all. The other is that you can't be an eid and a dayin at the same time. One problem or makel, one problem or not. A nice way to analyze this is, he would say, what's the svara? And with this, we will end. The svara is that there are clearly two dinim. Meaning, if you want, you can say, it's not two dinim and eid nasadayin. One din is eid nasadayin, one din is similar to eid nasadayin. I don't care. That's two dinim and eid nasadayin. There's two dinim. One din is, and here, one din is that an eid can't later be a dayan, meaning it's a psal dayan, or it's that you can't have two roles, right? Like this side of the chakira, the left side of the chakira. One din that once you're an eid, you can't be a dayan. You're psal to be a dayan, or you can't have two roles. Second din is that no, an eid can't be made to himself. And this is upsol eid. Upsol eidus. Right? The eid can't be made to himself. He has to be made in front of other people. It can't be made to himself, either because it won't be yachal azima if he accepts his own eidus, or because he's not lefnei Hashem. And what do we say? We said, this then applies even to kiyum shtaros. And this then, they were makel for kiyum shtaros. So I think it's interesting, whether you like my categorization or not, it works here. You could say, okay, I don't like it. I'll make a different categorization here and there. But it's a parallel. They're tzvei dinim. Number one, the aid can't. Number one, it's upsol eidus. He can't be made if he's in front of himself. Number two, upsol dayanus are having two roles. Once you're aid, you're stuck. You can't be a dayan anymore. The second, then they relax. Okay, taka, once you're an aid, you can still be a dayan. You can have two roles and no upsol dayanus. But the aid just has to be kosher. They didn't relax the requirements of a good aid. Therefore, you can be made to yourself. That's the one that's tzvei dinim of the Ramban. Well, the Ritva would say, maybe it's not tzvei dinim. There's one din, and they relaxed it. Balamor would say, there's one din, and they didn't relax it. Okay, what I want to, I'll have to continue next time, just to finish up some of the discussion. There's a lot of makoros, but I'm going to try to go through them quickly, and continue, Amir Toshem, in the Gemara.